Hey, you could be listening to next week's episode right now. Subscribers too, but wait, there's more. Get early access every week. They enjoy ad-free episodes, ad-free archives, and they get bonus episodes every month. Just go to Apple Podcasts and enjoy your 7-day free trial now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I worked for 3 different advertising agencies in my career. 2 were part of large global advertising networks. The 3rd was independent. That shop was a very different experience. There was no holding company lording over the ad agency, no long-distance bureaucracy. That independent ad agency offered a nimbleness conglomerates could never match. As a result, the work ruled the award shows. If you work at an indie shop, you know what I mean. And if you want to know more about what's going on in the world of independent agencies, go to indieagency.news. It's the member-led place where independent advertising agencies gather, meet, and grow. And there's an Indie Agency News show every day at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Indieagency.news tells you what's happening in the indie agency world. Campaigns and agencies are highlighted. Interviews with owners, leaders, and creative people show indie thinking. One more thing. If you're a marketer, indieagency.news is the place to find your next agency. Become a member. Go to indieagency.news. And long live indies. From the Under the Influence digital box set, this episode is from Season 8, 2019. During the Tudor era, one of the most sought-after positions in the king's court was groom of the stool. It was an unusual occupation. The responsibilities of the groom of the stool were to undress the king, provide water and cotton towels, then stand beside the king as His Majesty did his business. While history is a little vague on this point, it appears the groom of the stool's duties also included wiping the royal posterior. If you think this job couldn't get any more disgusting, it was also the groom's task to inspect the king's bowel movements to conduct an ongoing assessment of the king's health. Now, you may be thinking the groom of the stool was named after the king's stools. Not so. The stool part of the job title referred to the king's stool singular, which was a velvet-lined portable potty called a close stool. The groom carried the king's stool around at all times to make sure it was handy should nature call. The first groom of the stool appeared in 1495 during King Henry VII's time. When King Henry VIII sat on the throne, he elevated the status of the job by confiding in the groom and even asking for advice on particularly tricky royal problems. That status made the groom of the stool very powerful in the king's court. He knew the king's private thoughts and many of his secrets. It wasn't long before others around the king realized the groom had a unique access to the monarch. People would pass messages to the groom, hoping he would pass them along to the king. The groom of the stool not only became respected, but feared, as he could influence the king's opinion. After all, they had a lot of alone time together as the king conducted his royal business. Before long, the groom of the stool became very well paid, received many of the king's expensive clothes as hand-me-downs, and was given special lodging in all the king's castles. Over time, the position became highly sought after, as many men would fall over themselves for the chance to be in charge of the king's stool. If you wanted to make your way up the ladder in the royal kingdom, being groom of the stool was disgustingly effective. An entire category of marketing that is disgustingly effective. Those are the products that deal with the more delicate of our bodily functions, like constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, and mucus. They are difficult subjects to talk about in Adland, but many brands have found a solution. They create fun, cuddly mascots to personify the bodily functions, and they all have one thing in common. They are disgustingly lucrative.
You're under the influence.
In 1928, a pharmacist by the name of Jim Howe was searching for a remedy for his wife's indigestion. He wasn't having much luck, so he headed down to his basement to see what he could put together using his own ingredients. It was there he invented a formula that neutralized his wife's stomach acid. He shaped it into tablets, and the couple kept them in a mason jar. Later, on a cruise, Howe's wife shared the contents of the mason jar with fellow passengers struggling to digest their cruise ship meals. They were a hit. 2 years later in 1930, Howe's tablets became commercially available. He held a contest with a local radio station to name his product. A nurse called in and won the contest, calling them Tums for the Tummy. The first national ads for Tums appeared in the 1950s.
Next time you go shopping, get Tums for the Tummy. Still only 10 cents a roll, 3 rolls for 25 cents.
30 years later, Tums was the number one antacid product on the market. The famous ominous Tums jingle was created in 1981. Tums. Now, jump ahead to 2010. That year marked the brand's 80th anniversary. Tums wanted a fresh angle and maybe to even inject its advertising with a little humor. So a brand new campaign was created called Food Fight. A series of ads shows people about to take a bite of their favorite heartburn-inducing foods when the food begins to actually fight them. In one ad, a man tries eating a chicken wing when it suddenly comes to life and begins slapping him in the face.
Your favorite food's fighting you. Fight back fast with Tums.
Then, the familiar jingle kicks in.
Fight heartburn fast.
Heartburn isn't always caused by indulgent high-fat foods like bacon or cheeseburgers, as many antacid commercials suggest. Instead, Tums wanted to show that heartburn affects average people eating average meals. Like in another commercial, where a backyard barbecuer finds himself being slapped around by a giant, headless barbecue chicken. Heartburn and acid reflux aren't pleasing primetime subjects. But while the imagery of being smacked around repeatedly by food and getting covered in tomato sauce is a little gross, using humor takes the sting out of the moment. Disgusting, but effective. It's also amazing to note Tom still uses its original jingle nearly 40 years later. The brand is still popular today, and it's probably one of the first antacids you can name. A testament to a consistent 40-year message and an ability to leverage humor in acid indigestion. They say by the time you're an octogenarian, you've probably suffered through about 200 colds. But the drugstore medication shelves are overflowing with options. You may only need them 2 to 3 times a year, but when you do, you'll probably choose a well-advertised brand. As a result, the over-the-counter cold remedy industry is a tough advertising category. And sneezing, coughing, and congestion aren't exactly delightful bodily functions. So, in 2004, cold and flu brand Mucinex launched a $22 million campaign to get people thinking about their phlegm. They did it by creating a mascot. They called him Mr. Mucus. Mr. Mucus is a raspy-voiced, slimy green chunk of phlegm with arms and legs, wearing a stained, midriff-bearing tank top and suspenders. He burrows into your lungs and makes himself at home in a barca lounger watching TV until Mucinex slides down and flushes him out.
I love moving in day. Nice try, but I'm not going nowhere.
That's when you need Mucinex. Mucinex is specially made to break up the mucus that causes congestion.
Uh-oh. There goes the neighborhood!
Ah. That's better.
An amusing way to treat phlegm.
Mucinex in, mucus out.
The next year, Mr. Mucus met his bride and co-star of the subsequent ads, Mrs. Mucus. Adweek magazine described her as, quote, just as large, green, and irritating as her new husband. One ad showed slimy Mrs. Mucus doing housework inside a pair of lungs.
When mucus causes chest congestion, it can get in the way of your day.
It's not easy keeping a place looking this spiffy.
Maximum strength Mucinex breaks up the mucus that causes chest congestion.
By 2006, Mucinex climbed to number 4 in the cold and flu category, capturing 5% of the market share. 2 years later, the brand's annual growth had doubled since the Mr. Mucus debut in 2004. All was going well until 2014, when Mucinex received some surprising news. Mr. Mucus was one of the most recognized mascots, but he was also the least liked. So that year, Mr. Mucus got a bit of a makeover. They gave him a wetter, more 3D appearance and toned down his New York accent, opting for a slightly gentler voice.
Mike, Janet. Cough if you can hear me.
Don't even think about it. I took Mucinex DM for my phlegmy cough.
Yeah, but what about Mike? He has that dry, scratchy thing going on.
Well, guess what? It works on his cough, too.
But Mr. Mucus also took on a new role outside the human body, plucking him out of people's lungs and into the real world. Like in this commercial, where he sits beside someone on an airplane, a place where so many of us fall prey to germs.
So, how you doing? Enough pressure in here for you?
Ugh, my sinuses are killing me.
Yeah, just wait till we hit 10,000 feet.
I'm gonna take Mucinex Sinus Max.
Too late, we're about to take off.
These dissolve fast, they're liquid gels.
Then, in 2018, Mucinex discovered a shocking statistic. The Monday after Super Bowl 52, 13.9 million people were likely to call in sick to work, making it the biggest sick day of the year. It was dubbed Super Sick Day. So Mucinex saw an opportunity and released this ad showing a bunch of defeated sports fans.
It's post-game in America, America. Game's over, party's over. And right about now, millions of you are thinking about calling in sick to work tomorrow. One small problem with that. You won't really be sick at all. You'll be faking it. Shame on you, America.
At that moment, a big box of Mucinex falls from the sky and squashes him. Then the line reads, "Enjoy your sick day, America." When you're really sick, take Mucinex. Hashtag Super Sick Day. Mr. Mucus is green, drippy, and abrasive. And yet, you can go online and purchase plush toy versions of him, Mrs. Mucus, and their little mucklet offspring. They're a disgusting but effective little family of anti-heroes. The second most common ailment that causes people to miss work, besides the common cold, is IBS. Irritable bowel syndrome is said to affect somewhere between 10 and 15% of the population. And by the way, that's around a billion people worldwide. And yet the symptoms of IBS, like gas, bloating, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, are so unsavory that they're rarely discussed, let alone in advertising. A fact one brand saw as an opportunity. 3 years ago, IBS medication Vibersi decided to tackle the taboo head-on. And they did so in the form of a spunky, spandex-laden character named Irritabelle. But Irritabelle wasn't animated. She was played by actress Ilana Becker. Irritabelle is an exception to the rule. She's a human character dressed in a flesh-toned unitard with a curly red wig and an image of intestines covering her stomach. And, just like IBS, Irritabelle pops up at the worst possible times. Like in her first appearance in 2016, where she showed up right before one woman was about to meet up with her friends.
Hey, where are you going? We've got that thing. You know, diarrhea, abdominal pain.
But we said we'd be there.
Who makes the decisions around here? It's me. Don't think I'll make it. Stomach again. Send. See you on the couch. It's movie night.
Wow! If you're living with frequent, unpredictable diarrhea and abdominal pain, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea or IBSD, a condition that can be really frustrating. Talk to your doctor about Vibersi, a different way to treat IBSD.
But it's the second half of the ad that makes Irritabelle so memorable. Once the long list of medical disclaimers begin, Irritabelle's personality really shines. She can be seen dancing around the woman, even playing air drums with a pair of tongue depressors at the doctor's office. After the woman has been prescribed Vibersi, she and Irritabelle can be seen walking along the beach together and even riding a tandem bike. Imagery that intentionally mocks typical medical advertising cliches. In another ad, a couple is climbing into bed on their anniversary night when Irritabelle hops in between them and says,
"Remember our special night?
Abdominal pain and diarrhea.
Oh, it's my anniversary.
Aw, sorry.
We've got other plans."
She's disruptive and amusing. Interesting to note, the brand chose a female character for the role of Irritabelle because the majority of IBS patients are women. Becker said she knew she wanted the part the first time she saw the script, having dealt with digestive issues herself. She auditioned for the role via Skype, but she was smart about it. She auditioned from her bathroom. And she's since become a sensation, even speaking at gastroenterology conferences. Studies show that IBS patients are embarrassed by their symptoms, which may be why two-thirds of patients wait more than a year before seeking treatment. Vibersi used Irritabelle to make the symptoms of IBS a little more palatable for a television audience and to get people to the doctor sooner. And it appears they did. The brand saw an estimated 660% increase in sales only 8 months after the campaign launched. Because disruptive plus amusing equals memorable. Just like another disgusting mascot that waddled its way into Super Bowl 2016.
And we'll be right back after this message.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The 2016 Super Bowl contained most of the usual advertisers, including beer, cars, soft drinks, and potato chips. But there were a surprising number of commercials for diarrhea and its opposite problem, constipation. So many, in fact, Adweek magazine dubbed it the Super Bowel. One of those $5 million commercials dealt with the not-so-fun topic of diarrhea. Most Super Bowl commercials are fun and try to entertain on game day. But diarrhea is a tricky subject for humor. Xifaxan is another medication for treating irritable bowel syndrome and diarrhea. It chose to use a mascot to personify the condition. It looked like a little pink ball of lower intestines with a face. The commercial showed the pink intestine mascot at the Super Bowl, sitting in the stands. Then it suddenly has intestinal problems and runs up the stairs to the stadium washroom while holding its behind the entire way.
Abdominal pain, urgent diarrhea. You never know when IBS-D will show up. Now there's prescription Xifaxan.
One viewer tweeted that it looked like Kermit the Frog's illegitimate brother. Another said, "Thanks for that, Xifaxan. Gross." And still another tweeted, "Did someone just high-five a colon in the Xifaxan commercial?" Answer, yes, that happened. But other people found the mascot cute, saying it was the best commercial in the Super Bowl. Others said they wanted the plush toy. That's the power of a cute little mascot. It can even make diarrhea cuddly. Toilet paper, or the more demure toilet tissue, is one of the staples of any home, used by everyone.
We hope.
As a matter of fact, most people use an average of 50 pounds of toilet paper per year. Yet, it is one of the most awkward subjects when it comes to advertising. One of the top brands in the TP category is Charmin. The product was first manufactured in Wisconsin in 1928. One of the employees called the toilet paper charming, for some unknown reason, and the TP was therefore christened Charmin. Starting in 1964, Charmin had a spokesperson called Mr. Whipple. He was the shopkeeper who pleaded with his customers not to squeeze the Charmin. As we mentioned in a past episode, the advertising strategy was to position Charmin as the softest bathroom tissue available. The selling idea was to convince shoppers to squeeze Charmin packages in the grocery store the way one would squeeze a tomato or a loaf of bread.
First she squeezes the tomatoes, then she squeezes the melons, and now she's squeezing the Charmin. Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
The ad agency feared grocery store owners wouldn't like customers squeezing toilet paper all the time, so the idea became to tell shoppers not to squeeze the Charmin, which was their way of keeping grocery store owners happy while still gently persuading shoppers to squeeze anyway. The campaign ran for 21 years, and Mr. Whipple appeared in over 500 commercials. Then, in 2000, Charmin launched a new campaign. It was christened The Call of Nature. The commercials featured animated bears.
Who can bear ordinary toilet tissue when they're Charmin? The news is really getting around. Charmin's unique cloth-like tissue gives you that comfy, clean feeling.
The idea had originally been developed in the UK, but that Charmin campaign featured various animals. Procter & Gamble, who owned Charmin by this time, thought a bear in the woods might be a smart way to communicate the delicate benefits of their toilet tissue. In that first TV commercial you just heard, we see an animated bear with a roll of toilet paper. He squats behind a tree, does his business. Then we see him smiling from the chest up as he wiggles and wipes himself with Charmin. And that's the charm of animation. It allows Charmin to use cartoon bears to talk about and show what toilet paper is actually designed to do. Not long after the launch, a Mrs. Bear was added. Then in 2001, the Bear family introduced three cubs, which allowed the brand to talk about toilet paper for families.
The whole family gets comfy clean. That's a claim you can get behind.
Pun intended. The Charmin Bears even broke another long-held toilet paper taboo on television when it showed a bear cub with bits of toilet paper clinging to his bottom.
No one likes a bath tissue that leaves pieces behind. That's why they're Charmin Ultra Strong. With its diamond weave texture, Charmin Ultra Strong is soft and more durable. More durable so it holds up better than the Ultra Rippled brand.
Ellen DeGeneres has a name for these bears.
Do you remember the Care Bears? These are the Overshare Bears.
When Charmin did a bottom-to-bottom comparison ad against Cottonelle's Ripple Tissue, Charmin claimed it left the, quote, fewest pieces behind, but then showed a bear without any bits of toilet paper stuck to his caboose.
That's why there's Charmin Ultra Strong. With its diamond weave texture, Charmin Ultra Strong is soft and more durable. More durable so it holds up better than the Ultra Ripple brand.
When Cottonelle complained the commercial was misleading because the language contradicted the visuals, Charmin was ordered by regulators to add little flecks of toilet paper to their bear's behinds in all future commercials. Charmin put that ruling behind them and continued to leverage their cartoon bears to push the boundaries in the toilet paper category. It came out with musical videos. This one features the Charmin bears dancing to a little ditty called the Charmin Booty Smile Song.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile, I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra star, I got a Charmin booty smile. By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra soft, so cozy, I'm grinning cheek to cheek.
This next one has over 1 million views and counting. It's called the Shiny Hiney Song.
No ifs or ands, just cleaner buds.
Charmin Ultra Strong, oh yeah.
Ultra Strong gives me the cleaner than average Hiney. It's super shiny. My Hiney so Charmin shiny. My Hiney so Charmin shiny. My Hiney so Charmin shiny.
My Hiney.
We all go. Why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Having a real family dance around singing about their shiny hinies would be a bit much. But a family of red cartoon bears do something humans can't. They take the fear out of the rear. Not long ago, Preparation H wanted to use the Johnny Cash song Burning Ring of Fire in a hemorrhoid commercial. Prep H thought it was a funny idea for a painful problem, but the Cash family said, absolutely not. That news story summed up the struggle this unique category of products faces in the world of marketing. How to make the unappealing palatable. Feelings of disgust are evolutionary. They are there for a reason. Disgust began as a life-saving reaction. Bad food can make you sick. Something that smells bad is probably best avoided. Human secretions can pass on disease. But as the New Yorker magazine said on the subject recently, disgust also has no rationality. It's easy to become disgusted by things that pose no danger. In today's world, it means marketing has to get us past the disgust in order to absorb the messages. And one of the ways to achieve that is to create memorable advertising that is funny or cute. The genius of the cartoon Bears is that it allows Charmin to talk about things like skid marks and pieces of toilet paper clinging to bottoms while making us smile. Mr. Mucus is repulsive but amusing. The walking pink ball of intestines is a cute take on diarrhea. And while Irritabelle is not a cartoon, she personifies the annoying intrusion of IBS symptoms in a non-scatological way. And that's the secret to marketing products for delicate bodily functions. Just like the groom of the stool, sometimes the job is to be disgustingly effective when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded at Gem Productions in Palm Springs, California. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineers, Keith Oman and Don Huber. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Research, Allison Pinches. Co-writer, Sydney O'Reilly. If you liked this episode, you might also enjoy an episode titled Mascots, Season 1, Episode 14. You'll find it in our archives. See you next week.
Under the influence.
Cleans so well, it keeps your underwear cleaner.
By the way, I know you've been dreaming of wearing an Under the Influence t-shirt. Or maybe I was dreaming that. But anyway, we have them for sale on our shop page. And if you listen to the show while sipping a tea or a coffee, have we got the mug for you. Go to terryoreilly.ca/shop.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.